Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now during the bye week for the Belisrator. Now no opponent this week. So we're going to take a look at some of the big plays in your season finale against the Jets in the plays of the week. So here we go. First series, looks like one Robert potentially here, right?
Yeah, and this was third down. So we had a pretty good day on third down defensively. And it's always good to get off to an early start on third down with a quarterback hit or a quarterback sack. And in this case, it was a real good pass rush here up front. Penetration by Adam Butler up the middle, and we come around here with Marquise Flowers on the sack, and Wise doing a good job of keeping the edge over here on this right side. And just in his own defense, really the quarterback doesn't have much chance to throw the ball.
And nowhere to go.
It's a good pass rush. So here's the same play from the end zone. You can see the key to this play is Butler getting into the center guard gap here to the right as we look at it. And that creates some penetration, and it kind of moves the line of scrimmage back here. Trey Flowers in this gap, and now Marquise Flowers can come around and wrap right in there behind Butler for the hit on the quarterback. So good pass rush. It's the best pass defense, and a quarterback here just really doesn't have a chance to deliver the ball.
Sure, and it goes to show your depth, too, throughout the course of the year. Here's a bunch of guys, maybe, back in August, you didn't think you'd be making these type of plays this late in the year, but yet, next guy up mentality. There you go.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And this was, I thought, really a big play for us. 23 seconds to go in the half, and we were able to move the ball into scoring position and end up with a touchdown here. This is a misdirection play, so Danny comes across in motion, and the whole line runs to the offensive left. And really the idea here is to distract the middle linebacker, Davis, who has Deion in man-to-man coverage. But that this movement by the line and the motion and just kind of the action here hopefully is just enough to distract Davis to keep him from getting through here to get to Deion. And these receivers, Dorsett and Cooks, both go inside and drag their guys with them. And at this point, Deion's got just enough to get outside of the linebacker and the nickelback screen, and Tom gives it to him and goes in for the touchdown. But big touchdown before the half. Good job of clock management.
Similar to the type of play you ran down in Miami, down in tight two, where a little bit of a rollout. I think it was Deion or maybe it was James at that time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Okay, 21-3. Here we go.
Well, so another third down situation, third down and five, and we talk about a lot of things and schemes and so forth, but in the end, it always comes down defensively to tackling. So on this play, the Jets are running a crossing pattern here, with the back and the slot receiver and tight end, and all kind of crossing and trying to create some space here in the middle of the defense, and the ball's thrown to Anderson, and James Harrison comes up here and makes a tackle. But again, defense really is all about leverage and tackling. If you do a good job of that, you can play defense. If you don't do a good job, then it doesn't matter what you're in or what they run. It's just not a good play if you can't leverage the ball and tackle it. So good open field tackle there by Harrison.
Great one, too. Guys get excited here, too, for him. New guy.
You bet.
All right.
You bet. It was third down stop. Here's another one, third down and nine. And this is similar to the play we saw a couple weeks ago against the Steelers, where the Jets are in a 3-by-1 formation, and then on the snap, the players kind of drop out and create an open area in the middle. And this is Devin McCourty coming down to kind of fill that space up. And as Petty delivers the ball there, Devin, drops into that spot. And once again, it's all about leverage and tackling. And this is a good tackle here, short of the first down. Good wrap up on the tackle, and we're off the field.
Nice tackle. That's critical, too, at this point. Getting guys down in open spaces as you advance here, the talent you're going to face in the playoffs, starts to go up.
Absolutely. Well, you have to be a good tackling team to be a good defensive team. And the pass rush on this play, again, another good example here. This is Anna Butler again creating the penetration in that center guard gap. And as Trey Flowers works inside here to the center, he sees Adam penetrate that gap. And then Trey just continues to wrap around and actually becomes free, on the second level there to attack the quarterback. So good job of forcing the ball out on time. Quarterback doesn't have time to hold it. And once he drops it off there, then Devin comes up, makes a good open field tackle, and we get a third down stop.
Okay, so good complimentary stuff. We saw some action down and tight with Tom on the rollout, good defensive tackling, and then you get a fourth and seven here, and special teams and how important they are, especially with the weather and elements.
Right. So, and this was, really a – a play where, you know, we got the ball at the 34-yard line. It's a 52-yard field goal with a, you know, tough wind, tough conditions. So we like to go with a punt here, and this is really well executed. Ryan Allen did a great job for us all day, punting both into and with the wind, plus 50 and backed up punts. And that combined with Matt Slater down here, Slater getting a good release on the gunner.
Great release.
And really it's just a throw and catch down here to Slater on the 4-yard line. So very good punt, great placement. You know, it's a lot of time on the practice field between Ryan and Slater working on a play like this, and it's nice to see it so well executed in game conditions. To be able to, you know, back the Jets up here, put them on a long field on the 4-yard line.
Great attention to detail. And those balls are hard to kick, too. I mean, they're rock hard.
They are. It was a tough day to kick, tough day to throw and catch. But Ryan did a great job. And again, his placement on that ball was excellent. So that brings up a third down and seventh situation. And, you know, a score on defense, that's always a good way to finish the game. Once again, some penetration by Butler up the middle prevents Petty from stepping up. And as he tries to buy a little bit of time in the pocket, you know, Lee and Wise both are in very good position. So there's no step-up lane inside. Once the quarterback moves out, then, you know, Lee comes off the tackle and we get the sack for a safety. So this is also, of course, good coverage in the secondary. We have good man-to-man coverage here. So we're, you know, we're matched up on all the receivers. It's really... nobody clearly open for the quarterback to throw to. He holds the ball for a second to try to, you know, extend the play, and now Lee's able to come off and make the sack. So good complimentary football offense, driving the ball down there, special teams putting on the 4-yard line, and defense making a stop and the sack and actually getting the ball back on the kickoff.
Last look at it right here.
Same play from the end zone. And so, again, it's a kind of an aggressive-looking front here, but then on the snap, drop off into coverage, and here's Butler up the middle with Flowers, you know, keeping an eye on the quarterback in here, and as Petty pulls the ball down and Lee's right there to come off and make the play. So good way to finish the game, good defensive stop, and a really good day on third down for the defense.
I know you got a lot to work on. I know you had Bob Soucy last week. You did a fantastic job, but I remember that documentary. You asked Ernie Adams about Wally Pipp, so I made sure I got back. I'm a competitor, so I get back at it. So there you go.